So this morning when I read the topic of the class, which is going to be starting soon, recreating the original you. So the thought that first came to my mind is, recreating means something that already was. You know, the beautiful being that I am. But somehow, in this journey of life and death, it got lost, or we got into amnesia, which Sister Trish is going to help us come out of. So about Sister Trish, she was born in New Zealand and she's going to be taking this class, obviously, we all know that. And she came into this Raj Yoga practice and knowledge at the age of 20. Since 35 years from now, she's been into this practice. She initially studied the English language as a teacher, and now she's authored 4 books, and she's already developed a TV show, I think, Valium's Drug Rehabilitation, and after that 200 more shows also. So without taking much time of yours, I'm going to give the mic to her. Let's enjoy. Sister Trish.
Thank you. And no, I'm good, thanks. So for me, I can't believe, I think they're telling me something not true, that you are here for the first time. Because sitting here in front of you, I just feel such a very beautiful, powerful vibration. So perhaps you might be here for the first time, but you certainly are not new to these things. And so it's really our honor to have all of you here with us, and it's my honor to be here. I've been out of India since July, and before July I spent 6 weeks in Bangalore, and I thought, that's it, I'm not leaving. But I had to go back out, so it's just lovely to be back and lovely to be with all of you. And I know over the past 2 days you've heard and you've experimented with a lot of things, and I'd like to invite that process to continue, and I'd like us to do some experiments together for us and also for the atmosphere. Because I know collectively when we do those experiments, it's going to also impact on the atmosphere. So I wonder, can I invite you to stand up for the first experiment? And if you could please turn this way and look out at the trees. You can all see the trees. So we let you stand comfortably, be comfortable where you're standing. You don't need to be holding anything. And allow your body really to be standing comfortably. And let your eyes gently rest on one point. Choose one point, perhaps a tree or a wall. And your eyes rest on that point. And then you're breathing long and deep. And then your whole body relaxed. And now as you're looking out the window, I want you to imagine that it starts raining really, really hard. Now if it started to rain really, really hard, would you get wet? Would you get wet? No, right? Why not? What? Right, we're under a shelter. Yeah, we're inside, there's windows, we're protected. But if it started to rain really, really hard, you wouldn't get wet, but would you be able to see the rain? You could see it, right? Yeah? Okay. I want you to imagine in the same way as you can see what's happening outside, and if it rained, you wouldn't get wet. I want you to draw now all of your attention, all of your consciousness deep, deep inside, away from the body and deep into the center of your forehead. And feel you, the inner being, the soul, Atma, vibrating deep inside your head. Concentrated and powerful. And you're looking out through the windows of your eyes, your physical eyes. You can see what's outside. But you are very stable and safe inside. Feel now sitting inside your original qualities of peace and love, vibrating out, you can see through the windows of your eyes. Totally concentrated inside. And now holding that, being able to see through the windows of your eyes, I'd like you to please gently do one circle clockwise. Just turn one circle. You can see around you, but you're sitting inside in the soul, vibrating. And one more circle. You can see everything through the windows of your eyes, but you're not influenced by them. And now once more looking out through the window, the physical window, and seeing the tree outside, whichever way you want. You look at the tree either way. And I'd like you to think about this practice that we're doing now. And I'd like you to imagine you are back in your hometown. And you're in this practice of sitting inside in the vibration of the soul. You're looking out through the windows of your eyes, but you're very stable. And there's a situation at home or at work that normally you find difficult. But now this time, You stay inside. You look out through the windows of your eyes at this situation. Perhaps in the past you felt frustrated or angry, but now you look out through the windows of your eyes at this situation. And you simply choose the best response. Gain from being inside and looking out and then responding. What do you gain for your mind and your body and your relationship? Please turn opposite and stand opposite one person near you. Yeah, thank you. Just turn and opposite whoever's closest to you. Yeah. So everyone's got a partner, or you simply move. Yeah, lovely. Thank you. So if you haven't got a partner, you pop up your hand. Yeah. If you haven't. That's also good to put out a stretch. Okay, thank you. And you can put your hand down, that's fine. Yeah. And now if anyone doesn't have a partner, you'll have, right? Okay, so can you share with your partner what you gain by being in this state of sitting inside and observing the situation at home, that normally you would feel some emotion? What do you gain by staying inside and responding to the situation? Is it clear, the question? No, it's not clear. Okay, that's very important that you tell me that. Okay. So let me just tell you again, stay with your partner. So we were practicing looking outside, right? Yeah, and we were observing, and we said if it rained, we wouldn't get wet, right? Yeah, but we could still see the rain. And then we practiced concentrating all our attention into the self, the inner self, deep inside the forehead, and looking out through the eyes, yes? Yeah, and then you turned around twice. And as you turned, you could see everything in the room, but you held that concentration here, yes? And then I got you to think about a situation at home or at work that perhaps normally you felt uncomfortable, maybe even angry. And imagine yourself in that situation, sitting inside, looking out through your eyes at the situation and responding. Yes, so the question is, what would be different for you in that situation if you stay inside? You keep your attention inside, calm and peaceful, and then you respond to the situation. What would you gain for yourself, in your mind, in your body, and your relationships? Okay, so what would you gain for yourself in that situation for your mind, your body, and your relationships. Is that clear? Yeah, thank you for sharing. Yeah, sorry it wasn't clear. So maybe 2 minutes each, what you gain, only what you gain. Okay? Please share with your partner, the person you're opposite. Okay. So maybe a few of you, what did you gain for your mind? What would you gain for your mind? Yes. Become more calm. Nice. Did that feel good? Great. Yes? Yeah? More cool. Cool and peaceful. That's nice, right? Yes. Wow, you can take decisions independent of the situation in front of you. That sounds like being a master, right? Self-mastery. Beautiful, yes. Stability within yourself. Beautiful. And?
You face different situations every day, good and bad. So you should not be reacting. This practice, it teaches us that without being affected, you can face the situations. I'm not saying problems, good and bad. You should not be reacting to it. That's it.
Yes. And yes, yes.
A feeling of orderliness, and in other words, harmonious feeling is coming within. That is a unifying something.
Unifying and harmonious. Wow. So that, yes. Can you call out? Yeah.
Tranquility.
Wow, beautiful. Right. So, and how about your body? What is your body saying?
Calmness.
How about your heart? If we check in on the heart? It's good, right? It's saying thank you, thank you. Okay, I think you have to say that.
Harmony in heterogeneous group.
Okay, you know what that means, right? I think that might be medical language.
Just to sum it up, since we face these situations practically every day, sometimes many times during the day, so when you are in a troubled state of mind and the practice you made us go through, it was virtually visualizing yourself in the situation, not being able to react immediately. It was virtually the feeling of serenity in storm.
Wow, beautiful. Serenity in storm. Yeah. And you know, another way of saying that, can I just add before, it's like if you stay in the eye of the storm, right? It's completely calm. So this is where we need to live. Yes, from the back, from Bangkok. Yeah, detached. Okay, so you have named it, right? We call it, and in Hindi, my Hindi is not great, Sakshi. And we have an embodiment of that. Her name is that. Sakshi is here with us. Yay! So, you know, in the world they say, oh, if you hear the word detached, he's very detached or she's detached. What do people think? Huh? Aloof, cold, uncaring. It's the opposite. It's the opposite. It means, like you just told and you just experienced, it means you live in here and you can respond with coolness and calmness and harmoniousness and unity. You can harmonize. I mean, it's such a beautiful thing. It means that you have mastery and you can discern clearly and make a decision. So it means that you can stay in your love. Right? So this is what we've just experienced, detachment. And we talk about it a lot. We also can call it giving respectful space to a situation. You know, if I ask one of you to stand up Can one of you stand up? Who is it? And if in life we are going like this and then trying to make sense of things, and of course they won't make sense. And later today you are going to make sense of the whole story. Yes, with Suryabai, which is just an amazing thing to understand the whole story. But now, as observers, we can understand situations and people. We can sit inside and we can respond. And, you know, when we're looking out with that example of the tree, so we can see the tree. If it rains, we don't get wet. Now, if we want to take a leaf from the tree, what do we need to do? Can we do it from here? We need to go out, right? And then pluck it and bring it back. So in the same way, when we are observers, we're sitting inside in the vibration of the soul, the self, we don't take anything inside. We only take inside if we go out, if we get off our seat and go out, then we will get influence. Right? So if you stay in here, you won't be influenced by the situation. Yeah? So this is the first incredibly valuable practice. Rajni Ben, hello. You're here. Okay. Do you want to just show your face because they haven't seen you? Welcome. This is Rajni Ben from Japan, Philippines, and I know she's going to be with you. She's been away. We've been missing her. So welcome home. And you're going to see them later, aren't you? Yeah, so welcome back. Yeah. Ah, the Japanese group. Yes, lovely. Okay. Nihongo hanashimasu. Skoshi nihongo hanashimasu. Okay. Okay. Okay, yeah, I'll come before. Thank you. Okay. Matane. So now the last thing that I was talking about was the tree, right? And going out. And in the same way, if you are sitting inside and you're vibrating vibrations of the soul, what are the vibrations? What's the frequency of the soul? What frequency does it vibrate at? You know, when you sit in the vibration of the soul, you sit inside, you look out through your eyes, what vibration will you be vibrating? Music, yes, so the music, but from the soul, what will the frequency be? Pardon? Breathing, yes. What are some of the qualities of the soul? Peace. Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, radiating. Exactly. Yes, so my words, I'm just missing the words a little bit. So we're vibrating, right? And when you vibrate peace, it's something like 500, right? So if you're sitting in that vibration, looking out through the eyes, you're vibrating at a frequency of around 500. So if the collective atmosphere around you at work is, what kind of vibration is at your work? What kind of thoughts are people having? Emotions? Stress. So stress is under 200. It's only like maybe around 150. And you're vibrating peace. You're sitting here. Will you be influenced by the stress? No. Pardon? The peace will overpower. So you are vibrating above. So you won't have influence. You won't take it inside. So the reason we take it inside is because our frequency is low. Right? So we don't need to blame anyone. We just need to raise our frequency. And we know how to do that, right? Okay. Thank you so much. And can I just ask you now, When you came in, you received something very simple, right? This cotton milk kit. San, could I please also have one? I forgot to take one. San, could you give me one? Sorry. So you got this. How does it feel? Oh, she's, thank you. And you'll get one from her. It feels soft, right? Soft? Any other, anything else? If you haven't got, you can put your hand up. If you don't have, yeah, we'll pass to you. Yes, soft. Any other feelings? Light, pure. Soft, light, pure. Gentle? Gentle? Yes, gentle, right? Okay, so I want to ask a question. Over the last 2 days, you've heard quite a lot, right? You've had lots of different lovely teachers. What thought over the past 2 days has brought a lightness or a softness or a gentleness to you? Can you think of that over the past 2 days? What thought, especially about yourself, has brought a softness or a lightness, a gentleness? Yes. Knowing my identity. So nice, right, to know who I am. Yeah, I knew my role, I knew my country, I knew my, you know, skills, I knew all, yeah, but I know who I am, right? So if you could put that into a thought, it might be, I know that I am, I'm a soul, and my original nature is peaceful, right? So if we make it into one sentence, I know I'm a peaceful soul. My true nature is peace, and I'm a soul. Beautiful. And anyone else?
Purity.
I know that I am a being of purity. The purity is my natural nature. Beautiful. And? I'm a happy soul. We can see it on your face. Yeah. I'm a happy soul. So whatever that thought is, please choose one. Okay? We're going to do an experiment. Yeah? So just one sentence. I. It's good to start with I. I. You got it? One sentence? Everyone? So when you have your sentence, please put your hand up. If you've got your sentence, just choose one sentence that's brought lightness and softness. Yeah? Everyone needs one. You can't be empty. You got one? Keep thinking. Got one? I. Yeah? Yes? If you haven't, I'll give you one. You got one, right? I'm happy. That's yours. Okay. You got a sentence? Okay. So we're going to do one more experiment. Is it okay? And for this, because I feel we are all so powerful, what I'd love us to do is if we could make a circle on the outside. I've made it so you can stand outside the chairs. Is that okay? So just please stand. And you can stand, you can lean on the wall. You can just stand to the outside. Yep, yes, some of us can stand here. And, yeah, lovely. Yeah, great. And some at the back. Yeah, great. Great. If anyone needs to sit, you can. You can sit on my chair if anyone wants. If you need to sit, that's fine. Yeah, great. Okay, good. Good. Okay, you've got your sentence. It's a very gentle bell also, like Albert. So what we're going to do is collectively, Baiji, you can play some music, is it okay? Thank you. This is a very lovely brother, and when he was young he was called Baba Bai. He's always smiling, right? He's wonderful. Yeah, he's also young today too, with all that smiling and love. So we are going to again go into our, right, inside. I often like to call it inner sanctuary. So just let your eyes focus in front of you, but your whole attention goes inside, concentrates into the soul. Deep, deep. Look. looking out through the eyes, your windows, but you are safe inside. And your sentence, you are going to say it inside very firmly and feel the vibration of it each time I ring the bell. So you hold full concentration. Very firmly, and watch it move across your mind. Very firmly repeat the sentence and watch it cross your mind. And now realize the truth of that sentence. Realize the truth of it. Watch it move across your mind. Notice the feeling. Realize the truth of it. And absorb in this experience. And if you can notice now, your mind, body, and the atmosphere. Was the gain from that about 5 minute exercise of creating a thought that you chose, one that brought softness and lightness? You repeated it, you realized the truth of it, and you're absorbed in it. What did you gain from that exercise? And maybe we can just call out the gain, what we gained, just a word or anyone, what did you gain from that? And we'll put the music, Paiji, the music, toilet, yeah, one, sorry.
I'm getting the traces, enlightened traces, though I'm not enlightened, enlightened dimensions or traces from outside the window and inside from the human, from the
image. Beautiful, beautiful, very nice. So, enlightened, right? Stepping traces, traces, traces. Beautiful. Beautiful. Traces or dimensions of light. And yes. Wow, wow. Whatever you're looking for is inside you. That saves a big journey, right? That saves a big journey. It's so beautiful. Whatever I'm looking for is inside. Whatever the thought was, yeah, I owned it. Yeah, I started owning, feeling it, and responding to it. Beautiful. Yeah, and that's like realizing the truth of it, which is that, yeah, and that's a step of yoga. Relax, concentrate, contemplate the thought, realize the truth, and absorb. Great. And, yes. Beautiful. So you're just going back to the child, which is the innocence, the purity of the soul, the natural qualities. So we're re-returning. We're returning to the original me, right? That's all you're doing. And who gave you that experience?
Yourself.
You were driving completely. So you have that ability. You don't have to go anywhere. It's in your hands. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. So I wonder if we can, maybe we should let you sit down. Thank you. And we do one more exercise. And I'm just aware, you know, I think these two ladies here, would you like some translation? The man behind you, maybe translate a little bit for them. Is that okay? Can ask if something's not clear. You know, years ago when I was in New Zealand, I was doing one seminar. And at the end of the seminar, the couple came up to me, and they were a mature couple. And the man, his name was Henry, and he said, you know, I wish that I had come to this seminar 50 years ago. And I said, why? And he said, because I spent 50 years trying to change my wife. And I couldn't, and she spent 50 years trying to change me, and she couldn't, right? So Wow, that's a long time. And I added it up, how many hours, how many minutes were spent in that, yeah? And they said when they tried to change each other, they felt terrible. They felt angry, depressed, headache. Yes? It only happens in New Zealand, right? It doesn't happen outside of New Zealand. Yes. No, yeah, no one else. So, what I would like us to do while we're here in the power of this atmosphere is to think of one person that maybe when you think of them, you don't create soft thoughts. You don't create gentle thoughts right now. Do you have anyone in your life like that? Don't say their name, yeah? Maybe it's someone, just one. Maybe it's someone from long time ago, you know, or someone that you work with, and you've formed a sentence, he is dot, 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 or she is dot, dot, dot. Yeah? Anyone? No, you don't need to put your hand up. But when you create that sentence about that person, what's happening inside you? It's not soft, right? You're creating the negativity or hate in yourself, which is poisoning the body. So you're going, let me drink some poison. Yes, yeah. That's first. And something else?
Yeah, while first you're creating that negativity. You're
creating the negativity in you. And then?
Sending it across.
So you are poisoning the atmosphere, right? We are choosing to poison the atmosphere. And by having this thought about this person, did it change them for the better?
Yes.
Never, right? So we're clear, it didn't work. But it hurt us and it hurt the atmosphere. So are we willing to create a new thought?
Absolutely.
You ready? In the power of this atmosphere? Beautiful. So, this you can create, you know, appreciate their qualities and things like that. But I know tonight with Surya Bhai, you're going to do an amazing session on the cycle. So as a preparation for that, I'd like us to use one sentence. Some long time, we know that by the population. In the 60s, the population of India was, late 60s, it was less than 600 million. And now it's 1.4 billion. So even in India itself, 800 million actors came recently. They will have a different way of seeing. They're fresh, right? They will be very different to those that have been here in the drama a long time. So let's look at this sentence and use it as a theme for our meditation. Is that okay? You want to sit or stand? Okay. If you sit, will you be 100% concentrated? Promise? Okay, I'm not going to have a stick or anything, but be really, really firmly concentrated. Recently, we did we were exploring concentration. And you know how long a goldfish can concentrate? No, okay, it's not like something general knowledge, right, that everyone learns. But 9 seconds. And human being? How many? 4. 8. I mean, the marketing people, right, needing money, they know all these things and then adjust the advertising and all of that. 8 seconds. So you, while you're here, I'm sure your concentration's gone way up. But it means that if you're going to sit, you need to be really upright, very focused. You might want to look on the picture or this sentence. And we will go into this theme several times, this sentence. Very powerfully concentrated to get powerful impact. And so sitting up focused and alert. I withdraw my attention Eyes open, everyone. Eyes open. I withdraw my attention into the soul, deep inside. I take my concentration inside. I'm looking out through the eyes, my windows, but I'm concentrated deep inside. Everyone in this drama has their own part to play. Everyone in this drama has their own part to play. And I continue to repeat this theme. I continue to feel it move across my mind. And as I repeat, I quietly stand up. Continue to repeat, everyone in this drama has their own part to play. Again, and I see everyone in the world playing their part. Again, and I notice what this sentence is doing inside me as I meditate on it. What's happening inside my mind and my body? And once more, everyone in this drama has their own part to play. So as you repeat it, what do you notice inside as you repeat this theme? What do you notice? Feelings? Maybe you want to reject it. Reject it? How do you feel? Acceptance. Yeah. Fortunate? Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Detachment, well done. And, pardon? Power, power, great.
You want to be the learner.
You want to learn. Beautiful. Sympathize, beautiful. And?
Liberation.
Liberation, wow. Everything falls into place. Time, you save time, right? Okay, now let's add to that. We would like you, because we're going into the close of the session and there'll be meditation music will play. So we would like to invite you to practice this another 2 minutes, including this person. It may challenge you, right? But you be firm and keep repeating. Okay, so once more. Everyone in this drama, so go deep inside, looking out through the windows of the eyes. Everyone in this drama has their own part to play, including this person. So please repeat and feel it deeply. Keep going deeper and deeper.
everyone in this drama has their own part to play, including this person. And you might notice a struggle, right? You might struggle. You might say, no, they shouldn't, they. Yeah, but just be kind, just breathe if you feel tension and keep going. Everyone in this drama has their own part to play, including this person. So what do you notice as you continue to go into it, absorb in it, and the truth of it? What do you notice? Anyone? Yes. Your heart rate increased when I asked you to do that, yeah. Feeling a little bit quiet. And, you know, I'm really glad you shared this because this is not a small thing. This exercise can be quite challenging. It can be challenging, but you know, if we don't do it, what's happening inside us? We're burdening ourselves. Including that person.
We are not realizing that this person specifically is helping us to create a better anyone.
This person is helping us to create a better world. Yes, so I know it's a challenge, and just be gentle. If you feel some emotion, just support yourself, and in your own time, keep experimenting with it, and you will feel free from that. Okay, it's been so lovely to be with you this morning. We're so happy that you're here, really. And this is absolutely your home. So we hope to see you here again really soon. Lots of love. Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy your walk.